There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Box coffee.
I'm drinking mine right now.
Get it free. 866-456-7805. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Free BuzzBox coffee. 866-456-7805. Our number is 888-302-3684. And the connection line is, well, we can do two things. Jennifer, you're in charge of social media today and tomorrow because Kenny's not here.
I'm on it, sir.
You're on it. Jennifer's on it. So Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. She'll collect some of your thoughts and we'll share your wisdom with everybody who's listening around the country and around the world. And that really is true around the world. I got an email from Iran yesterday.
Whoa.
Yep. It was very interesting. The outcry now, outcry, outrage, I don't know what the right word is. Middle Easterners who are Muslims and who are not, because there are, unfortunately, the news media doesn't infer nor imply nor inform you as to this fact, but the Middle East is not just all Muslims. There are plenty of Christians in the Middle East, a lot of Jews, not only in Israel, but all over the Middle East. And the overwhelming majority, it's not like 84%, I don't know what the number is, but I do know that there is complete disgust over the killing of this Jordanian pilot. Interesting how the killing of one of their own has prompted all of this, the talk about a harsh war against the ISIS group. Where were you a week ago? And maybe it doesn't make any difference. Maybe just now, let's go get them. But you need to take care of this yourself, those of you who are there. Why do you rely on us to do well? Because we have the biggest army, the biggest arsenal. Yesterday, Jennifer, I think I went off on this a couple of times. I know you'll find it extraordinary that I went off on something, but the essence of my concern about this whole business of the Middle East and the Arab Muslims and who's speaking out and who's not speaking out, it's kind of been a burr up my butt, because I think that the news media hasn't given us the whole story, and I don't mean to necessarily make them the bad guys. It's just the culture of what we are getting for information is suspect. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so let's do a for instance.
Okay. So you want me to do a for instance?
Yeah.
Well, the last time there was one of these, and I forget whether it was a beheading, you know, there's I shouldn't chuckle about it, but there's so many outrageous acts. People have been killed, slaughtered by ISIS. The tens of thousands of people who have been driven out of that part of Syria, and they ended up in Jordan or Turkey. That sort of thing. I mean, thousands, tens of thousands, just gone. Everything's taken from them. Or they leave before the ISIS troops get into town, because they know once they're there, they'll kill everybody who doesn't pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of ISIS. So they leave, and the Jordanians have taken them across the border, and the Turks have, you know, not been able to close down the border, and they don't really want to. They want to help them as they can. But there wasn't a lot of reporting on the backlash here until about a month or so ago. And then when one of these outrages took place, the first cry was from one of the religious leaders in Egypt, and it became another, and then it became, remember what I talked about, they're all around the world, they were really poignant, and the news media hadn't pointed out. As a matter of fact, I had somebody on the air who really said, well, these guys are going to... And I said to him, what are you talking about? Look at all of these people who have said that it's time for this to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, oh. And part of this problem is the armaments. The fact there are two or three different problems that have allowed ISIS to become the biggest name in terror. Because they are, right? Far outstripped Al-Qaeda, far outstripped the Taliban. And where are they other than Vlad the Bad in Russia, who's a terrorist himself? Where are there other terrorists? A little split cells here and there. But ISIS is pretty much the group that's getting all the attention. And it is for things like this. It isn't that they just kill people. It's the outrageous. It's funny how people, when you're dead, you're dead. You got your head cut off. You get hung. You get shot. You get burned. You whatever. It's the horrific way.
Yeah, they don't do it quick and easy. That's for sure.
No. Stoning people. That's still part of the law in some of these countries.
So Fred Dreyer and I were talking yesterday.
So Fred, pardon me while I trip over this name.
Let me trip over. Fred Dreyer.
Fred Dreyer.
You know, the guy that's the only guy Hunter. That's ever scored two safeties in one game.
Right.
Played for the Rams, played for the Giants, and was a star of Hunter.
And played for Universal on Hunter.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
He's very politically minded as well. Mm-hmm. And so he and I were chatting about this just yesterday before he did a show on sports. And he said, you know, Jen, we have to behead the beheaders.
Behead the beheaders. That's what they do in Singapore.
And I said,
steal something, chop off your hand.
Well, here's why. And I have not yet looked this up, so I could be spreading false info, but this actually makes a lot of sense. So apparently the reason ISIS and these terrorist groups chop people's head off is to ensure that they won't be able to go to heaven. That's the idea, is that they're not going to be able to go to heaven.
Really?
So Fred suggested, if we're going to really fight back, the way to do it is to chop off the heads of those that really want to go to heaven. They're operating to get to heaven. They're getting past this world by killing people, and then they want to go to heaven. That's their idea. So if you start beheading them and they don't go to heaven, he feels like this is what draws the line in the proverbial sand, that they'll stop doing this if we start fighting back in that way.
Really?
What do you think?
I think
besides the catchy tagline, behead the beheaders.
Right.
Or you beheading for trouble. I just added that. Sorry.
They'll beheading for trouble. There is something about vengeance that becomes attractive when the essence of the horror is as bad as this. You want to get even more. You know, there's something.
Sure, look at Jordan. Where, they're ready to go.
Right. Yeah, now they're all ready to go. Fresh voices. Jordan says, let's go get him. Huh? Where were you a month ago? But they all want to fall behind the United States. They want to step in line. The United States spends 50% of the world's money on armaments spent by our Defense Department. I thought it was interesting, as an aside, that the fellow who is up for the job of running the Defense Department says we got to do something about the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
You mean Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton, no, that's not, yeah.
Sure, Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, right.
And a Defense Department.
The new Defense Secretary.
Yeah. Yeah, Ashton Carter.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, we're going in several different directions, which we always do because it is what makes the conversation. We don't plan the conversation here, boys and girls. The conversation is the same as you would have if you're having around the breakfast table, if you're awake enough, or dinner table, if you actually have a family that eats dinner together, or if, whenever I think about that now, I think about the family in Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck.
And it's the best show. Part of the whole show are their dinners.
It is kind of, yeah, mm-hmm. Right. But anyway, the thing that people are talking about now is what we're faced here, and how do we do it? And so our conversations on this program are based on, as Jennifer just said, okay, I had a conversation with this guy. It's to give you ideas and to provoke you into thinking about what it is that makes sense to you, depending on what the issue is. So I leave Jordan. I leave the Islamic State group. I leave the Middle East, in fact, to a point, and come back here to our country to have us examine why it is that the rest of the world wants to fall in line behind us when it comes to taking care of problems like this. Because we have what it takes. I'm not saying that I think we should be less than we are, but I think we need to really, really, really get into a mindset where you really understand, I'm using really a lot here because I really want you to get this point. We have tunnel vision. We become focused. You know how in radio, Jennifer, there are unidirectional mics and there are omnidirectional mics?
I do.
Unidirectional just takes your voice from one place.
Sucks in your sound.
And omnidirectional is it picks it in from all over the room. So, we have a myopic view of our, or not we, some of we, some of us have this myopic view that we have to spend, just because we spent, let's say, $500 billion last year, we got to spend $510 billion this year. And next year we'll have to spend $520 because we need to stay ahead of everybody else. But we don't examine where that money goes, how it's used. It's...
Oh, there's tons of corruption and
sinful.
But
what we're doing with this?
Before we move from why lead, I mean, I know you're looking at it really strictly right now from a fiscal standpoint, saying, okay, why do we always have to be the ones to throw our money at a problem? Totally get it.
Well, but, there's not. I'm not saying it's bad because I think it's good to be the leader.
That's exactly what I was going to get at. Yeah. I think we have to be. Historically, America always was.
Well,
people looked to us to lead.
Yeah.
And I think what's really dangerous right now is we don't have strong enough leadership to do that. Even when we did things that weren't quite right, at least we were leading. We made a choice and we pushed on. And now I think we just kind of hem and haw. And that's to the detriment of not only the other countries that used to follow us, but to us. I mean, we've lost a lot of standing and power, I think.
Mm, all right. Well, let's push on. Food for thought from Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and laws number 3030.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Rihanna.
And I love this song.
What is this song about? So let's give us a synopsis of this Rihanna song.
I mean, hey, I have this umbrella and you can stand under it because I like you.
Really?
Wow.
Sweet.
And that as long as we got each other, I got your back and you know, something like that.
Really deep.
I know.
All right. So, we have Shark Tank. We've had Shark Week. Sharks getting a lot of attention from Hollywood. The Katy Perry dance at the Super Bowl. And the isn't she suing because of the shark outfit? Did I hear that?
Some guy is making these little dolls that look like her shark costume people.
Oh, really?
And so her lawyers have contacted him with a cease and desist saying you cannot make money on the Katy Perry stupid shark dance.
Yeah, but do you know how generic those sharks are? I mean, it's not like those were Katy Perry sharks. They were like the most generic shark-looking things ever.
The way he advertised it, it was definitely attached to the Katy Perry thing.
A shark is a shark.
I'm not comfortable here.
All right. So Rihanna is swimming with them now. They are involved this week in a, she and her clan, in a Harper's Bazaar photo shoot. This is a behind-the-scenes look at this shoot. The magazine has gone under the sea. It's actually in an aquarium for an umbrella. She's known as the Umbrella Singer, right? Rihanna is?
That's the song we just heard, yes.
Right. That's why she's known as the Umbrella
Singer. Very good.
Thank you. Right. Yeah.
I still
want to make sure that I was in the right area here. So that apparently is the theme of the shoot, the umbrella. So how do they tie sharks to that? She's swimming with sharks. Is she holding an umbrella?
Under an umbrella.
Under an umbrella.
Under an umbrella.
That is bizarre. If that's how it actually comes out.
Very SpongeBob-esque.
She said,
I blacked out and came back in the middle of the story.
Fever dream.
What's going on.
And a dream. Anniversary of Jaws.
Was that on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Karen. Good. Okay, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
All
right. So Karen knows.
Woo! Karen. Woo! Me!
Someone.
That's awesome.
So why is Rihanna, though, associated with Jaws? Yeah. Who gives a about Rihanna?
And umbrellas.
Right. And umbrellas and Jaws. Hmm.
She says, I try my best to avoid the sharks of life, but I've had my share of experiences with them. And in those cases, I've had to handle them.
Stupid story. Move on to the next one.
All right. All right. Next story focuses on Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison teaming up on this day in 1981 to record this song, a musical tribute to John Lennon. Crank it up, Karen. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Not a good song. A great song. All you need is love. Number one for 3 weeks in a row. It was recorded on Harrison's Dark Horse label. I don't know why they didn't put it on Apple. That never made any sense to me.
I think they were well done with Apple by then.
You think it was over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By 1981?
Yeah.
All right, this is a great, just the song itself, knowing it's a tribute to Lennon is one thing, but the lyrics, crank it up for me, sir. Guitar, Harrison.
Yep.
You can hear McCartney. And I don't think these guys have been together since then for a performance, have they?
Didn't Ringo and Paul do something like in
the Yeah, they did. Yeah, but not with Harrison.
Well, he did.
I don't. Yeah. Well, now, yeah.
But good reason not to do something, I guess.
It'd be kind of tough to bring him back up on stage.
Yeah.
Drag that bag.
Well, but he wasn't dead. You know, the next 10, 20 years.
Right.
He only died a few years ago. Why do you always have to take a shot at?
A few years ago, he's been gone a long time.
Harrison, yeah, he's been gone. How long has Harrison been dead?
Oh my God!
Come on, look it up. You're always looking at everything else up. Hurry up. I can tell you my Uri Geller story with me supposedly driving Michael Jackson over to see Harrison, and Paul called him up and said, if you see Michael Jackson, I'll never talk to you again. So that was the end of that trip. 28 after the hour now.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel. Offer ends 2/14/15 in store only while supplies last. For a price match guarantee, if you find a lower price on a new identical item from any retailer, sells products in both retail stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped by Amazon.com, show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it. See store staples.com for full details.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
It's what about a week from Valentine's Day?
Are you all ready, Dougie?
Tom Brady gave his Valentine to Malcolm Butler.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you.
Well deserved. Yeah. You know, and Brady gets a rap.
It was my idea.
It was. I think he listens to you all the time on the Good Day Show. Yeah. But Brady gets a rap of sometimes being kind of a jerkleburger, so yes. I think this is good.
Mm-hmm. You'll be happy to know that your pal Shug pled not guilty. Yesterday.
And then collapsed. Yes.
Right.
I'm not guilty, Your Honor.
Chest pain.
Right.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Well, it's weird because it was originally I had heard that he just had a panic attack and they sent him to the hospital, but now it seems like he's got blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's in ill health anyway, I think.
Is he heavy? A lot of those rappers are really...
Well, he's not like... Oh, I mean, from the pictures, he looks like a big guy, but he doesn't look like a, oh my God, crazy heavy guy. But, yeah. I mean, he's a big dude for sure.
You know, we spend a lot of time talking about what's going on outside of our country. And, you know, my preference is to talk about things that are going on inside the country. My preference
the libertarian
is,
in you.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing to be gained, frankly, by spending a lot of time talking about things that we can't do anything about, other than perhaps to know, in a sense, what really influences all this, because the world is so small now.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing people were talking about wasn't the beheading, wasn't what was going on in the Middle East, wasn't what was going on in our country.
Bobby Christina.
No. It was the picture of the plane that clipped its wings as it rolled over, going into the water in Taipei, over the main highway in Taipei, the wing, I don't have to describe it. As soon as I say that, everybody saw that picture.
The image of that will be burned into my mind for a really long time.
And
I was just asking you when we were not on the air, but there is this car that you see in the video or in the pictures driving along the roadway as this plane comes careening towards them. What is it? I want to talk to that guy. What was that like? I mean,
I'm looking at the picture now.
Holy moly. I'm going to tell you right now. Your body does weird things to you in a state of emergency, but I'm sure I'd have to do some clothes changing in my nether regions if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I want to know my sense of curiosity, because I love to fly. I like to know about planes, trying to figure out what kind of a plane this was, and because you don't see many planes this size with props. You didn't notice it was a prop-driven plane, not a jet engine. If you didn't notice that, that's one of the things that sort of I'm curious about, because it's a fairly late model plane, but I also want to know how it got into this position after having taken off.
Sideways. It almost looked like it was doing a cartwheel, sort of.
Right. At that point, whether the pilot's trying to say, knows the plane's going down, he's trying to save it and get into the water, that'll be, I think the pilot survived. There were more survivors than not.
What was it, only like 7 people or something died? Maybe more? Well, let's look it up.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. Dr. Margaret Hamburg, do you know who she is?
Dr. Hamburg, no.
Dr. Hamburg is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past 6 years, she has made a complete mess, an unbelievable mess, out of what was supposed to be the need for food safety. She has been just a horror show. She resigned. And there are no comment as to why she resigned. She's probably the longest serving FDA commissioner. She went in 2009, and she was listed as the world's 51st most powerful woman by Forbes magazine last year. Anyway, she was a horror show. The FDA is a horror show, and it's time more and more. See, I think this is more important for us to talk about and understand. I don't think the principles are that difficult to understand about what's going on there. It, along with the EPA, are the best examples of these government agencies that have a direct impact on you. There are a lot of other agencies, like the Defense Department, other than the money that's extorted from us in taxes to pay for that stuff. It doesn't directly affect you in your everyday lives. You can say, well, kind of like the Jack Nicholson line from A Few Good Men, you want us on that border, you need us on that border, you expect us, you know, that, remember that line from A Few Good Men? Well, yeah, we kind of do, and we don't really think about it much. Once in a while there's a discussion about it. There's not focus. We think about how we eat, about our health, well-being, and these things are affected by these nincompoops at the FDA and the EPA. And so it seems to me, and Hamburg was an example of this. I remember now in the crevices of my mind, I'm going back to our conversations about her when I looked into her and what she was all about. The thing that strips us naked when it comes to these conversations is understanding that the sycophants who get put into these positions are not necessarily always experts in their field. They are, when I say sycophants, they are patrons of the leader. They either have made themselves known to the president or to members of his staff, the people that choose these folks. She has a fairly distinguished career, but she was not an administrator that I know of. Right? And by the way, I'm not talking about this in a personal sense. I'm just saying that we have so much focus on things that are not of compelling importance to us. Interesting, yeah. Picture of the plane, wow, what a conversation topic. But your health and well-being, it seems to me, and that's why I focus on it as much as I do on this program, because I think that's really what's important. And apparently, because I'm still on the air after 27 years, a few people agree with me.
A couple of them.
That it's important. I just, sometimes frustrated by the focus on all of this stuff that we can't do anything about. It's a good conversation. You see that picture of that plane? Okay, that's good. So then where does it go from there? You hope you're not on a plane that does that. Steve's on. Good day. Hi, Steve.
Morning. How you doing, Doug?
Well, and you, sir?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
All right. What do you know about this plane crash?
I was watching news this morning, and they had a recording, probably a tower recording of the pilot saying the mayday, mayday, the engine had flamed out.
Right.
And your left engine on your twin engine prop plane is your critical engine.
It is.
When it quits, it takes and causes control to be lost if it's not up to the, they call it a blue line speed.
Yeah.
And the aircraft just basically yaws over to the left and flies to the ground.
So what, how do you know about all of this?
I'm a private pilot.
All right. So why is the left engine more important than the right engine?
Depends on which way you're looking at the aircraft, but the left engine, when it turns, the wind corkscrews off of the propeller towards the fuselage,
yep.
And that goes back towards the rudder, which supplies more air to the rudder at lower speed. The right engine corkscrews away from the fuselage, which doesn't provide as much.
So they're both going, the props are both going in the same direction, and they have a different impact. So one on the left is pushing air toward the plane, the one on the right running in the same direction is pushing air away from the plane.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Correct. And if he wasn't able to feather the prop, which it didn't look like in the picture, which turns the prop straight, where it drags less air, they're doomed.
So what do you know what kind of a plane this was? I didn't get that out of it.
I didn't. I just saw a short clip on it this morning. It looks like a probably that size, I would guess it's a Russian.
I was thinking it was a Russian plane, too, right. The Russians build planes the same size as we do, but they put prop engines on them instead of jet engines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just for the bad runways and stuff that they fly into in the remote areas.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. Having landed in four or five airports from Ukraine to St. Petersburg, even into Moscow a number of years ago, I'll tell you, it's not it's no picnic landing in some of those runways. Yeah. Steve, you were very informative. Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time. Call us on Good Day, 888-302-3684. Jen, what do we have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show about that or other things that we have where we've touched a chord with some of our listeners.
Well, we have that picture. If you haven't seen the images yet, this plane just sideways like a jack and this cab driving down the road. It says a lot of people have commented on that. Derek says, flying doesn't appear safe in that part of the world. I hope biking, cars, and the train is a more viable mode of transportation in that country.
Well, think about the train, the Metro North train.
Yeah.
That collided with a car.
Stuff happens.
How many people are thinking that's exactly right. Things happen. It's a mechanical world. These are mechanical objects, and they are subject to failure.
Sean says, surreal, crazy, looks like something out of a video game, not the real world. That's exactly right. It looks like the end to an action movie. Diana said, yep, seen this way too many times, 10 times in a row. And then Eric says, yeah, the full video is breathtaking. We're also following a couple of other stories about ISIS, a little more serious. Should we be involved with the war on ISIS? Is it time for boots on the ground? You can chime in now, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Kevin says, time to send in the troops from all countries, from all directions. Don't give them any place to run.
There are a lot of smart people listening to the program and are helpful with their comments. Help yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. It is 16 before the hour on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear?
Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Attention construction pros. IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right, two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando this Wednesday through Friday. Go to IronPlanet.com. The three-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and do guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business, and it'll all be sold this Wednesday through Friday. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Go!
Go, Dougie, go!
Go, Dougie, go, Dougie, go, Dougie, go. Don't forget to sign up for your free BuzzBox coffee. Free coffee, wonderful coffee, yummy coffee. Dial 866-456-7805 to get your free pound of BuzzBox coffee. You can check it out. The big orange boxes are at DougSteffen.com all over the place. It's Ashton Carter's Time in the Sun. Jennifer was kidding about Ashton Kutcher, and a lot of people have taken that shot. Not that I don't want to give you credit,
hey,
Jennifer.
Hey!
Hey!
You're saying I'm not original.
He is actually not going to have, like, breezing right through the Senate confirmation hearing stuff. He's got good answers.
He has great answers. Well,
yeah, as a matter of fact, when I saw that he was, as one headline read, Pentagon nominee decries wasteful spending. Whoop, let's get this guy.
Sure, I know.
Right, exactly.
Fast track. He's going to slow Gitmo. I mean, he's good. I like him.
Criticizing automatic cuts to the defense budget and expenditure waste. So let's see if he can do something about it. Talk is cheap. If you're into the action mode, sir, you'll have my respect and the respect of lots of people who don't like their money being flushed down the toilet, which is what they do. The Pentagon, I'd like to be in the sewer under the Pentagon to collect all the money they flush down the drain. That's sort of a figure of speech. You understand?
I don't really want
to be in the sewer.
You don't really want to be in the sewer.
The chairman of the Gallup Research and Polling firm says the official U.S. unemployment rate is crap. He says it's a big lie perpetrated by the White House, Wall Street, and the news media. Man's name is Jim Clifton. I have respect for him. Didn't know who he was before I saw this blog yesterday about how the Labor Department arrives at its monthly unemployment rate. Americans who have quit looking for work after 4 weeks are not in the numbers. How many years have you heard me say that? They're half. So if the government says the unemployment rate right now is, what, 5.4% or 5.6% or whatever the hell it is?
Right.
No, that's this guy says that's bunkum, and it is. The unemployment rate is 10%.
you double it.
You double
these are
it.
People who are falling off benefits.
They're working. They are working under the table. They aren't part of the system. There are all kinds of. This is a, you know, the media loves a comeback story. So the White House wants to make political points so it can help Democrats get elected next time around, or they can look good. But this is still the Great Recession, folks, and it's up to you to kind of figure your way around it. And not if the government's not going to fix this. The government isn't going to fix it. You're going to fix it individually and collectively. That's how it works here. But just so you knew, the numbers are a lot of bogus bunkum. 51 after the hour. Good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend. In case you didn't know that, you thought you were your pet's best friend. Nope, it's Warren. The story about the dog-sized jackrabbits that have been swarming residential developments in North Dakota. Up first in just a moment here. You can check out the story at DougSteffen.com. Warren in a minute here.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger,
for the ones who get it done.
All right, so if you see the story at DougSteffen.com of this flock of jackrabbits the size of dogs that have they've invaded a new development in South Fargo, this is in North Dakota, of course. Every day I feel like the crazy rabbit lady chasing them out of the yard where they're having a heyday, said one of the people who live in the development. So what is this all about, Warren? Why would rabbits come into an area that's being developed? It's like coyotes. They keep being pushed out and pushed out and pushed out, and finally they say, I've had enough. I'm coming back.
Well, you know, when there's a development, there's usually workers in a development. When there's workers in a development, there's usually food in a development. Where there's food, you're going to have rabbits and other animals. However, it's such an easy problem to resolve. You just gave the answer, Doug. Coyote urine.
Coyote urine. You spread urine around, and the jackrabbits will stay away.
Yeah, in other words, that's one of the ways I keep certain animals when I'm in Arizona away from certain plants that I want them to stay away from. It's a safe way to do it. What I do is you can buy it online. It's powdered coyote urine, and if you have a problem with bigger animals, you can actually get powdered cougar urine. It doesn't smell too good, but if you put it around the edge of your property, it will pretty much keep any small animals away, whether it be rabbits or other animals that coyotes might go after.
If you had told me this morning when I woke up that I'd be talking about powdered cougar urine,
yep.
I would thought you were silly.
There you go.
It's more akin to be wearing diamonds.
Why,
you know, the other thing that's really important is the concept that what damage other than probably eating some vegetables are the rabbits doing? And when people hear about a situation like this, the first thing that comes to their mind is we got to get rid of them, we'll poison them, we'll shoot them, we'll kill them. Well, all it would take is a couple of bottles of good old coyote pee.
Why can't you just go out and pee on the tree and scare them away?
Just put the coyote all around them, and I promise you.
But they're not scared of human urine?
What's the difference between human urine and coyote urine?
Hey, listen, if you want to go outside and pee on your shoes, I have absolutely no problem. You talk to your neighbors.
I save you $20 on the coyote urine.
All right.
Humans are not predators to rabbits, so even though they might be fearful of us, they don't have that same instinctive fear that they would have picking up the scent of a coyote.
There's another story about, this comes from Florida, wildlife officials there opening a new front in the war on snakes. The python patrols have started identifying and trying to capture some of these reptiles. They're pretty dangerous, aren't they?
Well, pythons? When they get larger, they can be dangerous. They're not venomous, but when they get larger. The problem is so many parents let their kids go out and they want a snake, even my parents included, but I kept them all. And then the snakes get way too big, 6 foot, 7 foot, 10 foot, 15 foot, whatever. They let them loose and they breed in the wild. And it's not a snake problem. It's a human problem.
Isn't
it
always?
That's what it's all about.
You know, Warren, we went to my son and one of his buddies. We went to this reptile show and they were selling all these cute little baby 6 inch, 8 inch long snakes. And the kids were all having fun getting to hold them and everything. But that's exactly right. What do you do when the thing becomes 5 feet long? How do you safely
flush it down the drain?
Well,
is what
but then
it
ends up in the septic system.
No, I'm not saying that's what to do. I'm saying that's what to do.
How do you get rid of one of those animals?
Years ago, everyone wanted an iguana. And what happens if you go to rescues and humane societies all over the country, they all have iguanas now because people said, oh, it's a beautiful little lizard. Let me get one for my son or my daughter. Right. Then all of a sudden it gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. They can't deal with it. So they wind up giving it away or releasing it.
Yeah. But you got to think before you act when it comes to stuff like that. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.